Well, a crime wave of thieves breaking into upscale houses in nice neighborhoods is not only affecting Michigan, but affecting the country, part of an organized Chilean-based crime group that has a lot of people in our area, including in Oakland County, Macomb County, concerned. Sheriff Michael Bouchard, Oakland County Sheriff, joins us to talk about this. Michael, nice to talk to you and nice to have you on the show.
Happy to be here, Mitch.
So tell me about this latest crime wave. Who's behind it and how concerning is it?
It's very concerning because the flow and the ability for us to make an impact other than catch the teams haphazard is not there. Because, as you know, obviously border policy and immigration policy falls to the federal government. So what we have on a 20,000-foot level is just a huge flood of burglaries that were happening towards the end of last year. And I got a deep dive intelligence brief on what was happening around the country as a result of it to figure out what was facing us, and learned that these transnational gangs were coming in a variety of ways. First, the one that's most affecting Oakland County, the Chilean gangs, are violating and using a program called the VWP, the Visa Waiver Program. And so what they do, that program has a lower bar, if you will, than a traditional visa. They can do things online. It gives less information to our government. There's less scrutiny and vetting. They get in on a visa that is tourist-driven to visit America for 90 days. In the fine print, they should be putting to pillage America for 90 days because they're coming in extremely well-trained, very much like a special ops team, and they're attacking very high-end homes. And at one point, they were taking close to $1 million a week out of Oakland County.
Wow.
That's just the Chilean gang.
Holy cow. And are they
coming across the southern border illegally. So they're coming two different ways.
They're not going back after 90 days, right? They're violating their visas and just staying here in these gangs?
Yeah, so as soon as they get in, they kind of dump their credentials, and then they get a very complex series of false identification, usually from foreign countries. That's not something that law enforcement knows really what to look for, like a Puerto Rican driver's license.
Uh-huh.
And then they begin to move around the country committing these crimes. They've actually been caught in states that have the zero or no bail, like New York, on one identity. They get released, they dump that ID, and then they go on to the next state with the next ID. So it's a big problem. All the two teams that we've caught here in Oakland County with the Violent Crime Task Force and my Oakland Township substation and others have all been from Chile, violating the VWP program. Seven of them have been charged with different crimes, including robbing jewelry stores at Oakland and Great Lakes Crossing, Oakland Mall and Great Lakes Crossing, and then obviously a number of homes for the high-end burglary crew.
Let's talk about those, the high-end home invasions here. Is there a pattern to this that they do, where they go, how they do it?
The pattern is very high-end homes, so high-end net worth homes, typically a multi-million dollar home with high disposable valuable products inside, jewelry, cash, high-end purses, high-end watches. They do pattern of life. They do surveillance on the home, sometimes with cameras, sometimes with remote cameras like trail cams, sometimes with drones. They determine pattern of life. They make a plan on multiple homes, and if they get to a home and it looks like somebody surprisingly came home, maybe Johnny came home from college, and then they move on to target number two, just again like a military operation.
So are they not violent or confrontational in nature?
The Chileans have not been. They've shown an interest to not confront homeowners. If they start to come in or somebody turns out to be home, they have fled. The Colombians, on the other hand, which we now know are also in Oakland County area, have shown a willingness to be violent across the country and even done very violent things in broad daylight.
Sheriff, do the break-ins occur mostly at night or do they also occur during daylight hours?
The break-ins have been primarily between 5 p.m. and 10 p.m. Again, you know, patterning your movement, very sophisticated, as I said, almost like a spec ops team. They come in Everybody's got an assigned job. They're wearing ninja-like outfits, backpacks. One person's the electronic warfare person, so to speak. They jam your alarm systems, components that are wireless, wireless cameras, cellular jamming systems. Secondary person is the first person up to the door, the breacher. He pops the glass. They go through the glass. They don't open a door or window. Then the jammer extends into the window. The third person's monitoring activity. If nothing's happening, in they go, typically immediately to the master bedroom or closets around the master bedroom.
Wow. Wow. This sounds like right out of a movie. This jamming of your alarm system, I read where that was, you know, based on wireless alarm systems. Aren't most systems now on the wireless because nobody has landlines anymore?
So it's two different levels. What you're talking about is the communication out to your alarm system. And then there's also components of the alarm in the house. So let's say, for example, you've got a motion detector in the house that can be hardwired or it can be a wireless signal back to the alarm box. They're jamming those signals, so it interrupts your alarm from actually detecting a violation. And then the way your alarm system reports can be a landline, which some people have. Secondary is VoIP, voice over internet protocol. That would be, again, tough to jam. And then third is cellular and radio. So we recommend you have as many of those as possible for redundancy of communication to get your alarm signal out. But the important part is have hardwired alarm and camera components so that they actually get a signal to the box to report out. We've seen systems completely jammed that are wireless glass breaks or wireless motion detectors, and the system never knows it happened, or wireless cameras go down before they go in and they come back up after they've left.
Wow. Jeez. And how many of these break-ins have you accounted for so far in Oakland County between the Chileans and the Colombians?
40.
40. Wow. Stay off Facebook. Don't put up pictures of your vacation until you come back. A lot of the stuff that people warn you about, and don't let it be known that you're leaving and, you know, make it look like somebody's home. But this is a very, very alarming thing to hear. And the fact that these are groups coming from other countries and using a program that's supposed to be, you know, for refugees or for people who are, you know, really suffering just goes to show you how broken our immigration system is. Sheriff Michael Bouchard, our guest. Thank you for coming on, Mike. Always good to talk to you.
Pleasure. Have a great day.
It's 760 WJR.